The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I am having an argument with the man I live with known as the Grinch. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. It's Friday's Eve here on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
That was uncalled for. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. Oh,
well, since you're the only man in the house, then you know I'm talking about you. We are close to the holidays, Bah Humbug. And I'm ready.
We're not that close.
We're a few weeks away from Thanksgiving. Two weeks away. Christmas is right around the corner. I'm ready to start decorating. I'm ready to be holly jolly. Start shopping for all the meals I'm going to be cooking. And Otto's like, it's too soon.
I mean, okay.
It's too soon.
Thanksgiving is the cutoff. If you're putting up Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving, I'm sorry. You're shooting your load too early.
I'm trying to put a pine cone and a pumpkin out for Thanksgiving, and he's even saying that's too much. What's wrong with you?
Anti-pine cone. I'm just saying sometimes, though. All right. In Automatic's defense, Dana, your holiday spirit can come off a little dictator-ish.
A little aggressive.
Yeah, a little aggressive. I feel like you have all these agendas and assignments that you want your husband to do, which is something a lot of wives and girlfriends do.
And that's the thing. You hit the nail on the head. Do you know why I don't want to do this yet? Because guess who gets to put up the lights. Guess who gets to put up the little green stuff?
You know what? I do, and Dana sits there
and dictates, saying, hey, that's not straight. Can you put that up right so it looks right?
What just happened here, ladies, is Anthony A. told the truth and Automatic co-signed. Automatic and all our men, they don't want to do things simply because we're asking them to do them.
I don't want to do that.
Listen,
it's Christmas.
Has the only Christmas baby in here. I love the holidays. I love certain things, but it's the things that women choose to do that are whack and the time they choose to do them. Yeah, you want to decorate during Monday Night Football.
Tonight, it'll be the game we'll be on. She'll be like, you know what? I think we should put some lights up. Or do you know what? Go ahead. Go grab the tree and pull it out of the garage.
A pumpkin, do something. We didn't do anything for Halloween.
Well, you're very capable of doing that on your own.
Okay. At that point, you're on your own, Automatic.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there.
And that's where the argument will begin.
You know, you're capable of doing a lot of things on your own, too, and you will be moving forward. Is it too soon to start celebrating the holidays? 877-730-DCS1, National Day, Anthony A.
It's World Freedom Day.
I wish I could have my own.
You're about to.
We also got World Adoption Day, too, so encouraging everybody out there to adopt an animal or a pet, or, you know, if you want to.
A person?
Yes, a person.
How about that? There are 450,000 foster children in the system right now. Whether you volunteer to help them, you know, when they appear in court cases because they're all alone, or if you have the heart and home to take them in. Please think about that.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Scrapple Day.
What is Scrapple again?
Scrapple is a variation of Spam, if you did not know.
So it's even more processed meat?
Yes, it's a Pennsylvania Dutch tradition.
It's in Scrapple, besides Spam.
We're going to leave it at the term pork trimmings.
Why do I keep thinking
there's eggs in it?
I know. We're going to switch gears and remind everyone it is Indigenous Peoples Month. And that's what we need to honor right now. The original people who've been here on this part of the world for millennia. We honor you. We love you. And I want to tell you that if you are of Mexican descent, I just read a study. 90% of people of Mexican descent are also Indigenous, Native American. Do your DNA test. Hey, we are brothers and sisters. Love you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, there's a video that's gone viral of a man disappointed at a gender reveal party when he finds out he's having a girl. I'm just going to say this out the gate. Some people might get upset, but in Latino culture, I don't understand why in some families, girls aren't valued as much as boys are. Take a listen. His daughter's got to watch that for the rest of her life.
Hopefully her father disappointed. Yeah, I was going to say, hopefully they burn the video.
It's all over the country now. It's all over the world. It's gone viral. Congratulations, sir.
He's not the only man who's ever felt that.
There's a lot of guys,
regardless of race, who feel that the burden of having a daughter is a lot more than having a son.
The burden of having a daughter.
Well, the thing is, the word you chose. Because men don't understand women. And the fact that they think they're going to have to understand new things about women, that's the reason he reacted like that.
Maybe because because men disrespect women. And true. They think my daughter's going to have to go
I remember
that.
When I found out I was having a girl, and my initial reaction was, well, now I don't get to play baseball, basketball, football, kind of the so it was like, it was a little bit disappointing, but then I was like, you know what? Here, we're going to try something new. And in the long run, this has made me a better person. It's made me understand women more. Being a girl dad. And the other thing it did, it made me feel bad for my sister. I apologize to her all the time now because we used to torture her and treat her differently.
Oh, no!
And it was just because she was a girl and I was, and it was a boy's world in our house. And I have a feeling that's the same house that they're in right now.
I'm really glad you said that, but I want to talk to you from a cultural standpoint, being Mexican-American. Growing up in my household, and I love my nana. I love her. I mean, my abuela, she raised me, but she would say that she loved her sons more. We were taught to serve them. My mom and my tia, Sylvia, were taught to serve them. And I know a lot of Latino women will understand. Serve your brother, serve your father. And she would tell her sons, cásate con una mexicana, marry a Mexican woman because she'll serve you. She would tell my mom and she would tell my tia Sylvia, cásate con un americano. Of course, we're American, but, you know, marry a white man because he'll treat you better.
No. Oh.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, why are we devalued? It's hurtful for me. And I've heard so many women. One time I put you up on Instagram vacuuming. I had a good friend of mine who is a businesswoman. She's educated. She said, I can't get my man to do anything around the house. Help me. How do you get him to do that? And I thought about my nana.
Well,
because you're white.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I think it's because I value as a partner.
Because you're not. I don't think it has anything to do.
Maybe
duties.
Your friend struggles to understand modern day gender roles in the household. Maybe
no,
that's
it's
the thing with
she
her.
She married a Mexicano, and she said he says that's not my job, even though they both work and they both contribute to the house.
Yeah, I think that's an old way of thinking. I don't think it has anything to do with race. Because my dad thought the exact same way. I never saw my dad do a dish. I never saw him do laundry. I never saw him do anything. Vacuum nothing. And he was that. He was like, that's. I got four kids. I got four little dishwashers, and I got a wife. I got five of you.
I guess it's a bad thing, but. Dating Mexican women is cool as hell because they do a lot of that stuff, and
but
it's fun.
It's not fair to treat your daughters as less than your sons. Now, you will treat them differently. I don't like it when people say treat them the same. That's not true because little boys and little girls are different, but you should allow them to dream the same. Yeah. Don't teach one to serve the other because then she thinks she's less than he. And that's not the case.
I mean, don't get too caught up in the gender reveal process either way because, you know, in like 8 years, she might want to be a boy. And you could do that now. So
now
and it's going to be the dad's fault.
Yeah.
Hey, for real. Whatever. All right, go check the video and please comment at Dana Cortez on Instagram. And shout out to all the strong men out there that support their women and see us as partners. I love you, DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian is a multi-billionaire, but what is it really like to work with her? We had Emma Gertie, the CEO of Skims, on the show. I'm going to play the audio because she's spilling the tea. This and more Best Gossip Daily Dirt. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We'll start with French Montana celebrating his birthday, K-pop star Momo, and the legendary rapper from Houston, Scarface, celebrating his birthday.
Man, happy birthday, Scarface. All right, now we're going to talk about another legend, Young Thug, still incarcerated over a year, facing these RICO charges. A few days ago, the judge was upset because prosecution isn't turning in evidence. And now they've been forced to select a jury because statute of limitations is coming up.
Because of the posture that we're in right now, I have to select a jury before the end of this term.
Because of the way this court case is going, it looks like everything could get thrown out. And that means that Young Thug spent a year and a half in jail for really no reason.
Automatic for real. I'm disappointed in this. Why is he not let out? There's so many questions. We'll follow the story. We'll keep you updated as the court case develops.
Man, free Young Thug.
Yeah. All right, now I'm going to switch gears here. We're going to talk about Matthew Perry, who had a ceremony at Forest Lawn Cemetery in Hollywood Hills. His family say they decided to lay him to rest there because he doesn't have children or a wife. And there were people he worked with there that he loved, that he cared about. It is a famous cemetery, but they just want him to be close to people. I think it was a good way for them to probably have some closure. It was such a shock the way he passed.
Two somber stories back to back. But I think, rest in peace, Matthew Perry. And, of course, everything going on, Young Thug. It just, you know, you never know what life's going to give you.
For real.
So really appreciate every moment and express as much love as you can.
All of the Friends cast were there. Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matthew LeBlanc, Jennifer Aniston. And they all said they were surprised by this and wish they had reached out to him more. Call the people you love today. Tell them you love them.
Do it.
All right, and then we had Emma Gertie inside the show. This is the CEO and co-founder of Skims. She works with Kim Kardashian on a daily basis. I had to slip in the question to her. What is it really like to work with Kim K?
Nobody works harder than Kim. You're literally just trying to keep up. You know, she's an incredible creative director, but Kim's actually, for me, easy to work with because she's so clear about what she wants to see. There's no gray lines. You know, you're just like, okay, that's what you want. That's what we're going to go out and try to do.
Spoken like a true employee.
Kardashian gets what she wants.
The interview was very great and uplifting, and it was a good conversation between Dana and this other powerful woman. I encourage everybody to go watch it. But Dana, why don't you be honest and tell the people what you've been talking about with us inside the studio all day? Your hair in this interview.
What?
You're saying, oh my God, my hair is this, my hair is that. Dude, it was amazing.
I forgot to bring my hair to work.
And now she's mad at me and our producer Chewy because we can't call out when women have fly hairs or whatever they call them.
No,
I don't know.
Flyaways,
whatever.
I found a machine that fixes it. All right, I was actually going to order it for her for Christmas.
I want everyone to go look at this interview and tell us if you think. It's not bad, dude.
I didn't have my extensions. And you know what makes me more mad? My husband, DJ Automatic, didn't even offer to go home and get them for me.
Well, that's what happens
when you... How many times have I gone back to get stuff that you forget automatically?
I don't remember you asking me to do that.
Sorry, this is what happens when you work with a bunch of dudes.
Anyway, all right. You too.
Sorry I didn't read your mind.
Dana Cortez Show, go check the interview. It's very enlightening. And we'll be back with more here on the radio coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This man's here we're going to talk about in my WTF story. He's putting in a hard day of work, jewelry store. And he goes inside the vault to put everything away because you got to put it in a vault. Can't have people breaking in, right? And the vault door closes. He can't get out. He calls 911. The cops show up. Firefighters show up. They are drilling. They are sawing. Nada. 12 hours. The guy's scared out of his wits. In the morning, when the store's supposed to open, the timer goes off and the door opens. All the taxpayer dollars.
That's who I feel bad for, is actually the taxpayers' ones and then the firefighters who feel like they couldn't get it open, dude.
It was awful. He said he was scared out of his mind, and when he heard the tick-tick ding, and it was like, it's over. It just reminded me of 2 Chainz. When I die, bury me inside the jewelry store. Maybe that's what he was afraid of.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, let's get the jewelry talk going. 4 people have been arrested after they stole a solid gold toilet worth $6 million.
What the? Why'd you want a solid gold toilet?
Well, ain't that some shit?
Oh, hey, nice. It really is. This solid gold toilet was stolen from the birthplace of former Prime Minister Winston Churchill.
Oh, wait, hold on. This is Winston Churchill's toilet?
This is Winston Churchill's toilet, dog.
And it was solid gold?
Yes, dude.
The people of the UK should be outraged.
For real, though. So the guys got arrested. They're going to jail. Where's the toilet?
Oh, the toilet has now been returned back to Winston Churchill's place and is safely there, being used, as a matter of fact.
Ew, it works?
Yeah, dog. It's a fully functional toilet, dude. Everything glitters is gold.
I mean, that's sitting on your throne to a whole new level.
For real, automatic.
All right, on to the next story. I'm just going to read the headline. Cyber criminals hack plastic surgeon, post patients' nude pics for ransom.
Oh, somebody catch them because I might be in there. On multiple occasions.
So the FBI is investigating how the cyber criminals managed to hack a Las Vegas plastic surgeon's office. They had 12,000 people's pictures and put them online.
Well, you said it's Las Vegas. It's not me. I don't feel so worried anymore. All right, those are today's WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Something new in the world of Little Debbie. When I told Automatic this yesterday, because you know he delivers food news, he went, ooh. Get ready for it. It's Top Riders Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm excited about Little Debbie cakes. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
I am not going to lie. This first hashtag, I was not expecting to have to talk about the Golden Bachelor, but it's ABC's new show. You know, 10 million people are pulling up to watch this show every week.
Watch an old dude get hooked up. Is he getting hooked up with younger women or older women?
It's the same age. They're all, you know, 40 plus.
Hell yeah.
Hey, love is love, and everybody deserves to find it no matter what age.
Think about all those dates, because then you get senior citizen discounts.
And you really do, because it's not just 40 plus. The man is 70 years old.
72, to be exact.
Okay, so let's go.
Al Pacino got all these people motivated.
I was on the kidding.
All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
The Little Debbie Christmas cakes are back. They're going to be in stores, but they got a new thing this year. You can actually get the new inflatable 7-foot-tall Christmas cake that actually lights up.
And you get chocolate flavor or vanilla flavor. So you get a brown inflatable or a white inflatable, and it's limited time. As you can see, I'm a little excited about this.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little biased when it comes to my Christmas cakes. I only like them in white.
Okay.
That's racist.
Yeah. The inflatable Christmas tree is funny to me because then you could like let all the people know where like, you know, the fat family lives. You just put it up in your front yard.
It's like a flag.
That's where all the little Debbies is. That's where all the plus
Everyone's obese
are.
In here.
It's ridiculous. And I like the chocolate. So there, we're having chocolate too. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with National Scrapple Day, which is a Pennsylvania Dutch dish made of pork trimmings, similar to Spam. Go put that on your morning breakfast.
You know what? Let me tell you. Don't ever talk about that again, okay?
You know why there's no Dutch restaurants? Because of that. I've never been. Let's go to that Dutch restaurant.
Yeah, no, not at all, dude. And we also got World Freedom Day, too. This is celebrating the fall of the Berlin Wall. Go look that up if you want some history,
dog. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we'll wrap it up on World Adoption Day. Step up and make a change in this world if you want to.
Yeah, so we think about adoption. You see on TV, adopt a pet, adopt a pet. How about the 450,000 foster kids that are in the system right now? A lot of people are fighting politically about this, that, and the other. Spend that time and energy on helping a child who needs it. Yes. How about that? All right, also Indigenous Peoples Month. You know, I said this earlier. If you are of Mexican descent, I just read this study. I think it's over 90% have indigenous blood. And I'm almost half indigenous. And you would look at me, I'm very pale, soy hueta. They would always call me hueta. You would think, oh, she's white, but no, it's crazy.
Think about our daughter,
Ava Maddox, yes.
Who's half me and half Dana, but she is, I think, 25% indigenous.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you would never be able to tell if you looked at her.
You wouldn't, and this might be a little controversial statement, but I think the reason that we were never told we're indigenous, or when you read your DNA results and they say Native American, indigenous, is because then we would know that we're brothers and sisters to the tribes here, that we are. Our tribes were taken from us. Our original language was taken. It wasn't Spanish. So that's why, because if we all know we're Native American, then we're the majority. And that doesn't fit the narrative. Anyway, the more you know. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Aye, so earlier we talked about a gender reveal where a man was disappointed when he found out he was having a daughter. Mm. And not just slightly. I mean, it was evident. You know, he was mad.
At his own kid for being happy.
Yeah, it was a lot. If you go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, you can see the video. I want to turn this around, Automatic and Anthony A., and talk about the positives of being a girl dad. And Automatic, you a girl dad?
I'm a girl dad, a proud girl dad.
Also, I'm with you, and I think we should take a positive turn, too. But I think that man also, as mean as it's going to sound, represented a lot of guys. Because a lot of men were not used to the idea or have even thought about the idea of raising a young woman.
I'll say this. When I became a father, I went in blind. Oh. I mean, I learned on the job. That was the thing.
And so this is advice for someone who might not know, or maybe ladies, you can, you know, have your man listen to this on the podcast because you're expecting a baby girl.
Girl dad really to be. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. The first thing you got to do is get it over changing diapers. It sucks either which way, girl
it
or boy.
Don't matter. It don't
you just got to do it, okay? It's your kid. Take care of your kid.
Yeah, I like that I love that Automatic wasn't afraid. Now, he did get freaked out because when babies are first born, there's a lot of green stuff. Ugh. And he was like, is something wrong? I was like, no, it's just the way it is.
I'm already seeing it. I didn't even think about that, dude. Not at all, dog.
And that's from boys or girls.
That's why I said it first. The next thing you got to do is outfits matter with little girls. You will be judged. Oh. So dads out there, put something together or have your girl or your wife put it together for you.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of pictures of Ava when she was young and I would take her to daycare where she's looking she looks a little different than the rest of the little girls. And I've been judged heavily by them.
You were judged at the time when I would pick her up from school, the workers would always say, so dad let her get dressed today, huh? She would wear rain boots, joggers, capes. She even wore my nipple covers one day.
I didn't know that she had those on that time.
But it doesn't matter. She just got dressed and did what she
wanted. Well, that was the thing. It was like, you know, it was like free-range children. I let her dress herself.
On the flip side, I do have my homie Gonzo, or he goes by Marty. But he's a very big vintage and a shoe collector. And he's like taking all that passion and applied it to his daughters. So they're like the freshest kids at school, period.
No, my daughter looked like a pobrecita. She looked fresh. Like a little orphan.
The last thing, guys, you have to do when you have a daughter is learn how to do hair. I sent my daughter to school looking like Steven Seagal every day. With a little slick back ponytail.
For anyone who doesn't know who Steven Seagal is, who is someone today with a slick back hair?
I can't think of anybody who has that bad of hair
it's
at this point.
It's that bad that no one has ever recreated the look.
I did see a TikTok the other day where dads are using vacuums to do their daughter's hair, so they vacuum all the hair up into the vacuum. And
so they have a high ponytail?
Yes, and then they take the rubber band and put it down, and I was like, oh, I wish I would have known how to do that.
I always feel like that's like one of the internet rumors that you can see people actually execute it with a vacuum. I've never seen it actually done.
All the hair up into the hose, and then it gives you that Ariana Grande ponytail.
And I'm really ashamed to admit this, but automatic couldn't have even been taught by me. I still can't do hair to this very day. I failed all three of my daughters. I'm sorry, mija.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.